This is Nick Tropiano with the Salt Lake Bees, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
For this final segment of Drive Time Sports here on KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM. We have a last second change. The USU Eastern Golden Eagles getting set for their final homestand of the season on the baseball diamond. They're going to end the year with five straight weeks of road games. This weekend set originally scheduled for Friday and Saturday. Due to a potential weather on Saturday, the games have been moved to tomorrow and Friday. So that's going to be the final homestand for USU Eastern tomorrow and Friday. Joining us to talk a bit about that and what happened last week with the squad, we have Coach Scott Madsen. Coach, great to get you back on today. Thank you.
Jordan, it's good to be back.
Coach, we're going to talk about this week's games. I know there's a little bit of a schedule change, so we'll get to that in just a second. But first, we got to talk about the most recent outing. You guys play host to Colorado again. This was supposed to be on the road. Weather moved it here to Price. You guys lose the first two games, but you fight back and you win two closely contested games on Saturday.
We did. You know, we just came out really flat on Friday, and we had preached all week about how we couldn't make mistakes and give them second chances, and boy, we gave them every chance they wanted to win that first day games. And then the second day, they decided they want to play and really came out and did a good job all the way around.
Obviously, I mean, I could ask you a dumb question on what this actually means to the team to pick up two wins against Colorado. The grand scheme of things, you guys are still right in the thick of it as far as that number three spot goes. And I keep bringing up the number three seed, Coach, every week when we talk. I mean, that seems to be the most realistic goal right now, isn't it?
Yeah. Western Nevada lost 3-0 Southern, so they're kind of running away with it a little bit that way. But three is the next closest that we're capable of getting, I feel like. And with, you know, two wins against Colorado, that was a good team that came and played us. And there's a reason they're where they are right now. And that's, they've really improved. Their number one guy, I knew we couldn't score a lot of runs on him. He's only been beat one time in conference, and that was Southern Nevada. I feel like we did a good job of putting up runs against him and hits, but we just gave them too many opportunities. I mean, he pitched his way out of a couple of innings there that, man, we were ready to just blow it open, and he did a really good job of controlling us.
You know, as far as league play goes, the lowest amount of runs that you guys have scored to get a win in league play is six. Is that enough to make you feel comfortable scoring six runs, or do you think, you know, realistically you're going to have to score more around seven, eight, nine?
You know, what I've preached to my kids is if we're going to give up 10 runs, you got to score 12. That's kind of what the whole idea. And, you know, we could be somebody with six, and it just seems like every time we're within one or two runs, we've come back and won those games. So that's what our goal is, to kind of keep it. The ultimate goal in a seven is three or less runs. In a nine, it's usually five or less. So, I mean, with that being said, six would be wonderful if we could get six every time. But, you know, it's just a matter of where we are in the game, too. We get those big innings and seem to kind of collapse of sort to as hitters. We come in and it takes us a while to kind of get that momentum back and get going again. But when they do, boy, they can put up a ton of runs in a short amount of time.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of been the thing, the reoccurring theme with this team. Coach, you dropped the first two games on Friday. Worst case possible. I mean, I know you're always able to come out and get at least three at home, especially against a team like Colorado. But for the guys to battle back and win the last two, did you sense some urgency from this team, maybe something that was missing on Friday?
Yes, I did. You know, and we had a talk after the game on Friday. I flat out told them, I kept waiting for somebody to walk out and say, hey, April Fools, we're really just not playing games today, because that's what it seemed like as a coach standing there. But Saturday, they came out and they just had that desire from the beginning that they were going to win, and they kept after it. And, you know, our pitchers, we gave up three early that first game and battled back. We did a good job and ended up winning in extra innings, and that just boosted us even more. So, I mean, it was really good, the desire and drive they had on Saturday. And all our talk this week is we've got to learn to bring that on Friday now.
Well, Caden Longman gets the win. I believe, if I remember correctly, Longman got the win for you guys in the second game of the set, if I remember right. Coach, he went about five innings for you guys, only gave up about two or three hits. I mean, ideally, you're not going to get a whole – you can't ask for a whole lot more, can you?
No, you know, and he's been solid for us all year long, getting through a lot of innings, and he's kind of battling through some back issues, so we've kind of tried to keep him the best we can, but he's actually going to go game one this weekend for us, and he's done a good job controlling his second and third pitches as far as his curveball, and he throws a little changeup in there. But, you know what, he's been solid for us and gave us a good opportunity to win, and we saw on Saturday, what happens when they keep those guys down? We'll go out and put up runs for them.
Any difference in the 7 to 9 innings yet? Have you noticed more of a comfort zone yet?
No, not really. I mean, we've done good. We've had a lot of pitchers step up in the later innings and kind of keep it within, and that's kind of what we have to do. And I mean, that 17-6 score was one of those things that I'm just throwing people out there real quick just to make sure we get through the game. When it's that far out of control, we just don't want to waste anybody. And then it worked out well on Saturday, because then we had 2 or 3 starters that threw all on Saturday.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Scott Matz out of the USU Eastern baseball team. Now, Coach, it's the beginning of April, and already we're talking about the final homestand because of some scheduling changes. This week, Salt Lake, actually tomorrow and Friday, not Friday and Saturday. The schedule has changed a little bit, but this will be the final time that people in the local community can get out and watch this team without making a journey. 5 weeks straight, you guys are going to go on the road after this weekend.
Yeah, you know, we're not looking forward to this, but these kids just wanted to play, and that's what, ultimately, that's the whole goal, is we got to get these games in, and apparently there's supposed to be rain coming on Saturday. And this is Salt Lake that's just one game ahead of us right now, and we really want a shot to beat these guys because we feel like we can at least go 2-2 with these guys, if not better.
The last time you guys went toe-to-toe with Salt Lake, they pitched 2 shutouts, and an 8-0 loss and a 10-0 loss, but you guys did have a lot of success against them as well. You scored 6 runs in the win. You scored 15 runs in another loss. You're not going to lose too many games scoring 15 runs. So based off of that first series, the confidence level and what you know about Salt Lake, where is that sitting?
You know, we're a night-and-day different club than when we played them the first time. I feel like our pitching's better controlled, and our hitters all together, I mean, that was their second week of seeing live fastball while being outside, so we were still getting settled. There's a few guys trying to figure things out, and I feel like now as a hitting team we've improved. I mean, it's as well as a team can improve, and we've had different guys coming through and battling for us each weekend. And like last weekend, Brandon Eyring stepped up in that second day and really did a good job, and he's been struggling all year. So it's just one of those things that as a team they got to come together and really concentrate on where we're hitting the ball. We're not a home run team staying through the middle and getting base hits. And that's kind of the things that have changed a little bit is there. They were just trying to beat Salt Lake. They didn't really have an approach. They were going in there and kind of hacking away. And now they've really stuck with an approach, and it's worked well for them.
Do you feel, Coach, you mentioned just a minute ago, it's a night and day difference where this team was the first time you guys played Salt Lake to where you're sitting at right now. And of course, this will begin the final go round of conference play. You always play for that third season, and that third season being the conference season. Are you seeing more progress this year at this time of the year than maybe in past seasons?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, these guys came out and they've won some big games early, and it's when we leave that weekend, every weekend we've left, they've felt like it wasn't enough. They felt like they should have walked away with more wins. They could have if they had just done this and this and played a little bit better. And, you know, now they're putting in that time. They're really improving, and it hasn't stopped. Each day they come out and they work as hard as they can, and they're really doing things because they know the next time around that they're not going to let those things that happened the first go-around happen again for us to lose.
You know, you and I have talked about Colorado and how much they have improved. I think sometimes we expect to improve here at USU Eastern. We really haven't talked about it. True testament to that, you guys have 7 wins. You're in 5th place right now in the conference. Coach, in years past, 7 wins would put you in the 4 or 3 spot.
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of the battle with Salt Lake and CSI. It's a grind this year, and we feel like we've improved a lot. And Salt Lake, I mean, they're still a good team. I'm not looking past them by any means, and for us to come and be within 1 game of those guys and 2 games of Colorado in that next spot is just kind of a different season for us. But I feel like we have improved. We've got some good players in here that are more consistent than we've had in the past.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a fun ride so far, Coach. Final homestand this weekend. You guys also have somewhat of a special day planned this weekend as well. I definitely want you to mention that.
We do. On Friday, we're going to have a Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and the ambulance to where they get in free. Everybody comes there. The Institute is supposed to come between games and feed everybody, so there's free hot dogs and hamburgers then. And then there's another special thing we're doing where we're putting an honorary person on our team. His name is Jace Marietti, and he just had a rough time with his disease he's going through, and he's been a good friend of mine, and he's a huge fan of baseball and the law enforcement, so we're going to do something big for him, and we'd really appreciate to get the support out on Friday where we start at 1.
Yeah, definitely. Again, Friday, 1 o'clock start. Make sure to get out and support the USU Eastern Golden Eagles. Coach, such a late change in the schedule going into the week. I mean, does this alter anything that you have planned?
Not really. I mean, I wish I would have had another day of hitting to go through some things, but I feel like my kids are ready. And when I told them that, they were all excited to get after them as soon as they could. So, you know, I feel like we're ready and we're looking forward to them coming into our place.
Coach, I always appreciate you taking out the time to join us. I know you have practice going on right now, so thank you for stepping away, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, Jordan.
That's Coach Scott Madsen again talking about the switch in the schedule for USU Eastern. They're at home tomorrow and Friday as they take on Salt Lake Community College. We are out of time on this edition of the show. I want to thank Coach Madsen, Coach Famalo, and of course James Couser, who took some time out of his busy schedule preparing for the NFL draft to join us on the show. More college football chit-chat tomorrow. Coach Kyle Whittingham of the Utah Utes will be on to talk about spring practice so far for the Utes. That'll be tomorrow, 4 to 5 right here on KOAL. I'm Jordan Buscarini. Be safe. I'm out.